In a ceremony at the Access Events Center in Morden on June 3, the Reston Rockets senior baseball team was inducted into Manitoba Baseball Hall of Fame. At this 25th induction banquet on June 3, 8 individuals and 4 teams, including the Reston Rockets, were inducted. The Reston Rockets became a force in Manitoba Senior A baseball early in the 2000s. In 2007, the team decided to join the Manitoba Senior Baseball League and see what they could do at the AAA level. By 2009, the Rockets were one of the better teams in the league. From 2009 to 2013, they won 2 pennants, 2010, 2011, and 2 championships, 2011, 2013. They represented Manitoba at 2 Canadian championships. The 2011 team went in 2012, and the 2013 team went in 2014. During the 5 years 2009 to 2013, a Reston Rocket won the MSBL batting title every year. Ross Teichholz was named MSBL Coach of the Year 4 times during the Rockets' 8 years in the league. Mitch Olson of the Rockets was Senior AAA Player of the Year in 2011 and 2013. Teammate Rory Teichholz won the same award in 2012. Names of Rockets players such as McKinnon, Truscott, Young, Myert, Bedell, Lockhead, Stober, Coop, Henderson frequently appeared on MSBL All-Star teams. Now, many of the former Rockets are in leadership roles in AA senior or youth baseball around the province. The Reston Rockets will be our Hall of Fame game team for 2023. At a home game on or close to June 3, the Winnipeg Gold Eyes will wear the uniforms of the Reston team, and Reston along with all other inductees will be recognized in a pre-game ceremony. The individuals are Corey Billaney of Boissevain, Jeff Bouchard of Winnipeg, Junior Brake of Boissevain, Keith Carrier of Winnipeg, Patty Hacko of Holland, Lori Langrell of Warren, Winnipeg, Thomas Smith of Steinbach, deceased, Todd Smith of Hamiota, deceased. The 4 teams are the Minnedosa Mavericks 2006-2015, the Reston Rockets 2009-2013, the Hamiota Juvenile Royals 1966, and the Norwood Community Club Juvenile, Junior Baseball Team 1953-1956. Watch the induction ceremony and speeches here. Among other inductees, Todd Smith, 1969-2019. Todd Smith was arguably the best shortstop ever to play in the Manitoba Senior Baseball League. He was from Hamiota and from Beaver level through senior. He competed in 8 provincial championship tournaments, 9 Western Canadian championship tournaments, and 5 national championship tournaments. In 1989, he was part of Manitoba's Canada Summer Games team. He played in the Manitoba Senior League for 6 seasons in total with Hamiota and Verdun. He was on 5 All-Star teams and won the batting title in 1991 with a .442 average. In 1993, he joined the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux team that attended the NCAA Division II National Championship. In 1994, he played professional baseball with the Chillicothe Paints of the Frontier League. In 1995 and 1996, he was a member of the Weyburn Beavers that won the Canadian Senior A Championships in the latter year. He was a good hitter, a good base runner, but observers were most impressed by his powerful arm. Hamiota Royals Juveniles, 1966. The Hamiota Royals Juveniles of 1966 were Western Canadian champions. This was as far as they could go because no national championship event existed. The players on the team were almost all from Hamiota. A couple of Oak River boys were also on the roster. Once the team won the province, 2 key players were added. They were Lou Morrison of Hartney and Mark Fisher of Riverside. Hamiota edged out the Southend Sioux of Winnipeg 1-0 to win the championship of Manitoba. They went on to Western Canadians at Mount Pleasant Park in Regina. In the first 2 games they beat Red Deer Ramblers and lost to Regina Maroons. Then they played Red Deer in a semifinal and won 9-5 behind Mark Fisher on the mound. This meant that Hamiota would meet Regina in the final. Hamiota won handily, 13-2. Lou Morrison struck out 14 batters. Meanwhile, Mel Smith, Dennis Sparling, Rick Robinson, Mark Fisher, Don Coombs and Dick Coombs led the team at the plate. Honorary Life Member Gladwin Scott. After the Hall of Fame's induction banquet in the spring of 2022, the Board of Directors of the Hall of Fame decided that next year we would announce that Gladwin Scott had been selected an Honorary Life Member. However, by August 2022 it became clear that Gladwin's health was failing quickly and we could not wait. We quickly arranged for a small celebration on Gladwin and Marguerite Scott's front lawn. We informed Gladwin that he had been chosen for this honor. He was the man most responsible for the establishment of the Hall of Fame, and a tireless worker on behalf of the organization. We will present the memorabilia associated with this award to Gladwin's family on June 3, 2023, and Gladwin's name will be added to the plaque in our museum that lists all honorary life members.